You'd think by listening to our country's critics, America was a terrible place, hated around the world. Yet people from all over the world go to great and dangerous lengths to live and work here. Why? Author Dinesh D'Souza says they come here for the same reason he did, to find freedom, opportunity, and the rule of law. Here he tells a Cato audience, what's so great about America?
The question I want to ask is, what is it about the American idea that is simultaneously so attractive to so many, magnetically drawing immigrants from all over the world, enticing and fascinating people wherever you go? I mean, you can walk into a hotel room in Barbados or Bombay. You know, the bellhop is whistling the theme song from Titanic. There is a fascination with the idea of America that needs to be explained. But at the same time, the idea of America is also deeply repellent to some. And I'm not just talking about crazy guys in the Islamic world. I'm talking about to many people in the United States. So what is it about the idea of America that generates this strong reaction on both sides? Now, to answer this question, I asked myself a different question, which is, how would my own life have been different if I had never come to America, if I had stayed in India? And the reason I ask this question of myself is because I've been reading the immigrant literature on America, and basically it's a sort of variation of the Horatio Alger theme, that immigrants come to America for one reason alone, and that is basically to get rich, to make a lot of money. And the critics of America like this explanation because it is a way of attributing the appeal of America primarily to greed. And yet, in my view, this explanation, although there is a partial truth to it, is a very limited and I would say fundamentally distorted explanation of what is truly appealing and significant about the idea of America. Now, the material explanation is partly true, and that's why it has some currency. What is the grain of truth in it? The grain of truth in it is that America, more than any other country, gives an amazingly good life to the ordinary guy. Think about this. If you're a rich guy, you're going to live well everywhere. In fact, I would suggest that if you are a rich guy, you can live better outside the United States than in America. Why? Because if you live abroad, you will enjoy what may be called the pleasures of aristocracy, which is the pleasure of being a superior human being. In America, you are denied that no matter how much money you have. Consider the example of Bill Gates. If Bill Gates were to walk the streets of New York and stop people randomly and say, look, I'll give you $100 if you kiss both my feet, what would the typical American response be? Typical American response would be, Bill, go to hell. You might have more money than me, buddy, but you're not better than me. And this deep-rooted American egalitarianism undermines what money can buy in the United States. So the rich guy lives well everywhere, but America gives a scandalously good life to the common man. And as an immigrant, this is very obvious to me. I mean, we live in a country where construction workers will walk into Starbucks and pay $4 for a non-fat latte. We live in a country where maids drive pretty nice cars. We live in a country where I was on an airplane the other day, and I was sitting next to a plumber taking his third wife to St. Kitts. I have a friend in Bombay who has been trying now for almost a decade to come to America. He never can get a visa, apparently. So finally I said to the guy, I said, why are you so eager to relocate to America? And he said, because I really want to move to a country where the poor people are fat. And so the common man lives well in America, but yet it seems to me this is a narrow and partial explanation of what is truly appealing and significant about America. And so I return to the question I posed a moment ago, how would my life be different if I had never come to America? If I'd lived in India, I would probably spend my whole life within a 5-mile radius of where I was born. I would undoubtedly have married a girl of my identical religious and socioeconomic background. I would today, without a doubt, be a doctor, an engineer, or a software programmer. I would have a whole set of opinions that could be easily forecast in advance. I guess what I'm saying is that my destiny would, to a large degree, have been given to me. I'm not saying I would have no choice, but the choice would be within confined parameters. In America, by contrast, I get to write the script of my own life. In America, our lives are like a blank sheet of paper, and we are the artists. In America, your destiny is not given to you, it is constructed by you. And so if your parents say to you, young Bill, what do you want to be when you grow up? It is the child and not the parent who supplies the answer. This, it seems to me, this notion of being the architect of one's own destiny, this notion of being, if you will, in the driver's seat of one's own life, this is the powerful American idea that is irresistible, particularly to young people around the world. I mean, if you ask a young guy, you have two choices. Somebody else can write the script of your life, or you can do it on your own. It's not hard to see what people would choose. This, it seems to me, is the power of the American idea. See, the American founders believed in three types of freedom: economic freedom, political freedom, freedom of speech and religion. And the American founders believed that human nature is everywhere the same. People want sort of the same things in life. And by giving them these three types of freedom, they can chart an American dream for themselves.